everybody in the conference room. I don't care if you are gay or straight or a lesbian or overweight. Just get in here right now.
Hey guys, this is Mark Etherington, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Broadcast. Good day. How are you? That's what I'm going to start saying now. Good day, because that way you can't, it doesn't matter when you're listening. Could be listening in the morning, could be listening in the afternoon, maybe you're listening in the evening time. It doesn't matter. Good day works anytime. Hello. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is episode 95. How are you? Maybe you're listening on iTunes. If you haven't subscribed on iTunes, you can just search for the Homemade Broadcast and voila, it'll pop up. And then you can subscribe, and then you can listen on demand whenever you want. Stitcher's coming soon. I just submitted the podcast to Stitcher. So Android users, you'll be able to listen that way on their platform. Or you can find us on YouTube. Just search the Homemade Broadcast. Or maybe you're listening in the archive section of Radio St. Pete on RadioSt.Pete.com. That's another way to listen. Or maybe you're listening live. Not live. You know what I mean. Don't make me feel dumb. You know what I'm saying. Maybe you're listening. Maybe it's a Sunday evening. Maybe it's around 6:15 p.m. And maybe you're tuned in to RadioSt.Pete.com and you're hearing me. Hey, that's a possibility. So anyway, you're listening. Welcome to the show. Another one of these. Yes, I know. They get out of hand sometimes. Well, I'm certainly happy to have you. I'm happy to be talking to you. I wish you could talk back to me. You can. There are ways to do such things if you wanted to talk back to me. You could maybe leave a voicemail on our voicemail line, 813-693-2124. You can leave a message. You can accost me with whatever you want. You can call me names, or you could say nice things if you wanted to. That's even better. But I certainly understand no matter what you want to do, you know, either way. And if they're good, maybe I'll play them. I will play them if they are good. How about that? I'll just tell you right now, if they're good, I'm going to play them. So leave me a message, or you can email us, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. Show ideas, questions, concerns, insults, whatever you want. I'll read them. I don't care. Recipes for cornbread. I love cornbread. So it would be nice to get some new ideas for that. I mean, whatever you want. So this podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar. You know the deal. Check out why I Love the Berg has named Sly Bar one of the top 15 businesses to watch in this year of our Lord, 2015. Great beers, good folks. Joe and Lauren down there, very supportive of us, and we appreciate that. Go get a beer from them, 2061 Central Avenue. Go like their Facebook page, facebook.com/SlyBarSt. And, yeah, also Angelo's. Angelo's provides the pizza at the open mics. The best pizza in St. Petersburg, hands down, in my opinion. And it's not just because they sponsor this podcast. Has a good amount of weight, sure. I'm not going to lie, but everybody loves the pizza. SaintPizza.com, STPETEZA.com, the best URL in internet history. Angelo's has won the URL awards, as far as I'm concerned. And they're located at 536 First Avenue North. Go in there, say, hey, guys, Will sent me. I hear you got good pizza. And then they're going to be like, who's Will? And then just walk away. Don't bother trying to explain it. Just be like, I got to go. I get my pizza. I have to go to the bathroom and see ya. And just leave and leave it at that. And that's all. That's all you got to do. So I hope you will join us for the next Homemade Broadcast stand-up comedy open mic, which is Tuesday, July 7th. Excuse me. We got a $50 bar tab, or not bar tab, cash. $50 cash prize, courtesy of Sly Bar. Lando's always down there bartending for us, and he gives away $10 of his own money out of his tip jar for second place, and he buys the third place contestant a beer of their choice. So make sure you get down there on the 7th. Pizza from Angelo's, so get fed. Come watch some comedy, some really good comedy, some really bad comedy, but even the bad comedy is good, believe it or not, because it is just scrumptious to watch, I tell you. And also coming up, we have a showcase coming up on July 17th at Sly Bar. That's going to be, if you missed the We're Still Here Creative Loafing Show, Matt Fernandez, Kyle Roos will be back from that show performing. And when I got some new talent that I see around the area. Justin Kupo is going to open up. He's a Mitch Hedberg, Dimitri Martin type of one-liner guy. He's a good man. Nora Nagatani, who's won a couple of the Sly Bar open mics. I haven't seen her in a while, but she'll be there performing. She's from L.A. here for the summer. And Rajel. Rajel is one of my favorites, really smart dude. Good dude all around. He doesn't come to Sly Bar. I think he came once, and he hasn't been back, but he's one of my favorite guys to watch, so he'll be performing as well. So that is July 17th, 9 p.m., free admission, of course. I try not to charge anything because I want you to come. I want you to experience what Tampa Bay comedy and more specifically St. Pete comedy has to offer. So I hope you will join us 2061 Central Avenue, July 17th. It's a Friday. You know, it will be a good time. So, did you go get married? Now we're forced. We're with the law passed. We are forced to marry an individual of the same sex. So Troy Aikman, my mom didn't snag you, but I'm on the radar. So if you're not gay married yet, I hope you will consider me as your life partner. No, that's silly. Of course not. You don't have to do that. But hey, congratulations on a Pride weekend at that. Gay people can get married now, legally in all 50 states. So good for you all. And finally, I will never have to hear that joke about how you can be as miserable as the rest of us. Really happy about that. That's no longer funny. And we don't have to hear it anymore. So that's good. I tell you what, though, the only thing I am worried about is I know what's going to happen. I'm calling it right now. There's going to be a couple that tries to get married in a church, and the church is going to turn them down, and then they're going to sue. And that is, it's dumb. Don't go to a church because they don't want you. You know what my grandmother said when I was getting picked on at school? Hey, toughen up and grow a thicker skin. You don't want to be around those people. Why would you want to be around people that don't like you? Tell them to go sit on it. Sit on something. She used better language, and I wish I could use, but I can't. So, you know, come on, man. Let's be real here. Just don't go to a church. They don't want you. Go. There's plenty other people that want you. They don't want to make you a cake. Guess what? There's a million other cake shops that'll make you a cake. You know, let's not get Sue happy. This country's so Sue happy, and it's only getting worse. Don't mess with people who don't want you. It's not worth your time. Anyways, I don't know. Sorry. I'm just worried. This is not supposed to be an opinion show. It doesn't matter what I think about anything. But I have concerns sometimes, and this is an outlet to share those concerns. So anyways, this is Homemade Broadcast 95. My guest today is Billy Mays III. So I've heard of Billy Mays III through just being a part of the community. I know he's a musician, he's a poet. And I saw today, actually, that he was performing at Sly Bar for their poetry night. He's like the poet of the night. So, oh, man, he'd be a good guy to get on. And I sent him a message, and he got back to me right away, and we scheduled it for today. So he'll be in here shortly. And I think, actually, for those of you who don't know, Billy Mays III is the son of Billy Mays, the pitchman who passed away. I think, actually, this might be 6 years ago today when we're recording this, from what I saw on the Facebook page. So Billy Mays will always be in my head. I will always hear his voice whenever I think about him, and I always see his face from those years on cable television. He's kind of become an American icon. And so it'll be good to talk to Billy Mays III to see what he's up to. And through the magic of radio, we're just going to go ahead and do that. You won't even notice I'm gone, because we'll be literally right back with Billy Mays III. Stand by.
Enough.
Yeah, kind of enough. Hey, Billy Mays III is here. How are you, my
man?
Hey,
what's up, man?
It's good to see you. We became friends today, officially. Yep. Facebook buddies reached out to you. You got right back to me, and here you are merely hours later.
Things
already
are
in
fast
studio.
In our relationship, man.
I know. Yeah. I'm excited. You know, with gay marriage and stuff, I think we're obligated to marry somebody of the same sex. So my pick was Troy Aikman of the Dallas Cowboys, but he might not be available.
Was I in, like,
so.
The top five, top ten, maybe?
Yeah. You're hugging the top five right now, definitely.
Cool.
Billy Mays III is here. He is a musician. He's a poet. What else are you doing?
Okay. Do you really want the full breakdown?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I play music as Infinite Third, which is a guitar-based kind of like one-man band with electronics and stuff. I play out maybe two times a month, you know, average, I would say. I also run an artist collective / channel called Remember You Are Dreaming, which you can find at rememberyouaredreaming.com, and that's got a lot of local artists and stuff that we work with. Tonight I'm doing a thing called Mouth Council, which is live vocal looping with just random people spontaneously.
Oh, cool.
It's like I have like a 5-channel looper.
Yeah,
you just make like songs on the spot, basically.
Cool.
It's super fun. And yeah, I mean, that's the gist of it. You know, that's the best stuff, I would say, right now.
Yeah, well, you got a lot going on, that's for sure. I'd heard of you just being in the community, you know. I think you know my old roommate, Mike Fitzpatrick.
Okay, yeah.
So right he plays music, which I don't know what he's doing. I completely lost contact. I know he lives right down the road, but he's just missing. Sometimes he has a phone, sometimes he doesn't.
I have friends like that.
Yeah, but so he's, I don't know if he's playing shows or what he's doing, but so I heard of you just through, like, you know, the community and stuff like that. And then your name's Billy Mays.
Oh, yeah.
So your father was, of course, Billy Mays, the second, I guess.
Yep.
Who Junior. I just found out 6 years ago, now yesterday, was his anniversary.
Yeah, June 28th, 2009 was when he died.
A day that will live in infamy for many of us. I was saying before, you know, when I was recording the intros, he's like, I will always remember his voice. Mm-hmm. Always, and I will definitely remember his face. He had that really thick, dark beard and those blue shirts, and I'll never forget it till the day I die. Even if I never hear it again, it will play in my voice. He kind of became an icon just from pitching stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll hear it again now that you know me, because a big part of my life is just kind of like paying tribute, and I feel like I keep the memory alive and the legacy.
Yeah, definitely.
In my own way.
Sure.
Or like to just. I find all these obscure memes and art that people make.
Yeah.
And just kind of stay up with it. And
yeah, definitely.
Collect it. And in the future, or actually now, we're in pre-production on a documentary.
Really?
About his life, yeah. It's moving kind of slow, but it's I'm kind of glad. I don't want to rush it. It's kind of a big task to take on someone's life story.
Yeah.
Especially your dad.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
And, you know, I know a lot of his life story, but there's a lot that I don't know. So that's kind of the premise of the movie, is to...
Were you all from this area, from Tampa Bay?
We were from Pittsburgh. We both grew up in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. He went on the road for a while after he kind of hit adulthood and pitching in on boardwalks and home shows and stuff like that, pitching products. And then he kind of relocated to Tampa, Florida to be close to Home Shopping Network.
Right.
Yeah, and he did that for a while, and then he just kind of stayed here.
Wound up
he really
here,
liked
it.
Yeah, and then that's when I moved down here, too, is like after college and stuff.
Yeah. Where did you go to college?
Place called Full Sail University in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I graduated there in 2006, and then I moved over here and started, like, kind of working with my dad on the infomercial sets and stuff. I still do that from time to time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. I didn't know if you were following in his footsteps or anything like
that. Yeah, I kind of started making jokes recently about it, in that, you know, for as different as our paths are, like, they seem pretty parallel. Like, I was always, when he died, people asked me if I was going to start pitching. And I was like, no, I'm an artist. I do music, yeah. You know? And then all of a sudden, like over the last couple of years, I started to realize how much I'm actually pitching my art and my music all the time. So, you know, I learned from him in so many ways and, you know, not just in pitching, but in just like who he was as a person and kind of learning how he interacted with people.
Yeah.
So it's, I kind of like am totally accepting the fact that I'm basically a pitchman. I'm like Billy Mays 2.0 here, 3.0, I guess.
I am noticing the older I get, I'm turning into my dad.
Yeah, right?
But it's I'm crazy. Like, at first I was like, ah. But I'm like, oh, my dad's pretty cool. Yeah. I like my dad, you know. So, yeah, that's just something that happens.
It's a good thing, you know, especially since he's not around anymore. Somehow I feel that when I go through, like, major life changes and stuff or anything like that, any challenges, I kind of just assume that he kind of went through something similar at some point in his life. So it kind of, in a weird way, helps me understand him more.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. I had I kind of resented because I was a product of divorce, so I kind of resented my father growing up. But then when I got to be his age when I was born, I was like, man, I don't know what I would have done either.
Yeah, right?
I think about that.
Thing. I'm about at that age right now. So,
yeah, I like to think that I'm a decent human being at this point in my life, but it's like I don't know if I would have done things much differently. So I come to understand and be more accepting of that stuff, and it's good. You know, the older you get, it's that old saying that the more you know, the more you don't know.
Yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. That old chestnut. So, so what brought you to? Because you're doing like art and stuff. What kind of brought you in that direction?
I've always done that. After high school, I pretty much went straight to Full Sail, and I went for recording arts. And I was already recording my own music in high school, but then I went for recording arts and then entertainment business. So I have a bachelor's degree in entertainment business, and honestly, like even without the degree, like I don't really use. excuse me. I don't really use the degree, like, in my daily life. I kind of just...
I don't think anybody uses you know, their college
I've never
degree.
Really told anyone that I have a degree to, like, to get a job.
Yeah.
It's usually just networking or something.
I have an English degree, and it's like I speak English.
You speak English,
so I'm way ahead of the game.
You're totally using it, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at us. I guess it's just something I've always done. I just make music. I love making music. I've made, like, way too much music in my life, and I've just planned on making more. So... like, if you go to infinitethird.com, it has everything. Somehow, it has everything that I've done. But I sell USB drives.
Mm-hmm.
They're only 4 gigs, and they're like they have Infinite Third, like my logo and stuff on them. But they have like over 12 hours of music that I've recorded over the past 6 years.
That's the wave of the future, man. Yeah. That's how music is going to be distributed in a hard form, anyways, because you can download them.
Yeah.
But and I know all the. I was waiting for. I called the tape thing too because now everybody's putting it on.
I love tapes, man.
Yeah, they're great. But
it's cost effective. It's like you know. It's a. It's
are
a,
they?
It's a low
point?
Investment. It's like you can get them really cheap and then sell them for really cheap. Still, you know, and then it's like you can have these awesome little collections. Of
what's
tape.
The time though it takes to do that? Because you have to record all those. Like if a band is a small band, right? That is just doing a DIY thing, everything themselves, and you're putting it on tape. Is that something literally you have to put a tape in and push record and listen to the whole
thing? I guess
time?
That's one way to do it. I mean, there are small independent companies now just doing short runs, like 50 to 100 minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they do it, but they'll get it done for you, you know, and you don't have to really worry about it. And they'll do all the artwork and everything, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I imagine if you're doing a DIY, you got to dub it yourself, right?
That would be terrible. I remember those days of waiting for a song to come on the radio. And hoping to catch it in time to record it.
You'd be surprised. The USB drives that I sell, that's why I was late coming to you, is because I just updated the drive to, like, its final form. It's literally at full capacity, and that's, like, a whole chapter of my life on there. And I'm starting the next chapter by, like, the next album, the next full-length album, and that's going to, like, demarcate the new era for Infinite Third, and it's kind of a, you know, an evolved style and stuff. But you'd be surprised how long it takes. I have a USB hub that takes 7 drives at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But the transfers of 4 gigs to USBs like that, it takes like 45 minutes per drive.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's why I was sitting there like, I planned to be here at a certain time. And I was like, well, I got to wait.
Yeah. That's true. I guess, technology is going to catch up eventually. But then it seems like there's always something new that it's better. So then it moves slower. So you have this advance, like, oh, okay, it's really quick now. You just throw it on there. But you're like, oh, but we can get the compression rates. Because I don't know technology at all. You know what I'm saying, though. But and then it's better quality, and then it takes forever again. Because I have to upload all these to, like, the internet and stuff like that. It takes, like, 10 minutes to upload to YouTube.
Yeah.
What has taken so long? It's just audio, for God's sakes. There's not even video or anything.
It's the little elves, you know, just
working their way through, pushing their way through the firewalls and all that. Yeah. Billy Mays III is here. He is a musician, a poet. He's got an art collective. So tell me about the art collective.
Yeah, it's called Remember You Are Dreaming. Okay. I'm wearing the shirt right now. We call it RIAD internally for short. It's really a loose thing. It's been going on for maybe 2 years now, and it's just slowly just been changing into whatever it's going to be. It started off with like literally just me handing out cards that say "Remember You're Dreaming," mm-hmm. and then really not saying much about it, mm-hmm. and then leaving them in books and stuff at Barnes and Noble. But slowly, I realized like it's kind of the part of my outlet that is a collaborative one. So I started working with other people, like making videos with people and other artists and stuff. And that's pretty much the primary thing that it is right now is we just go and make like cool little live videos in different places, or I make, you know, weird visual videos for my songs or whatever. I upload my live sets to the channel. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And but besides that, you know, we throw shows sometimes, and I kind of just have a lot of friends who make music and make art and stuff, and I try to help them in any way they need help. So like, I'm really good at like branding, and I can kind of wrap my head around, you know, some people don't really have that mind, and they're just making really good stuff, and they don't know how to put it out. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just I'll sit with them at lunch and, you know, give them my opinion on their whole thing.
Dude, I have really noticed with the things that I'm doing is that people really depend on their talent mm-hmm. in order to get things done. They just assume, well, I'm talented. Yeah. I mean, that's the, and that, man, that is a very small part of the pie there. Mm-hmm. That's really, you have to promote yourself. There's a lot you have to do. People just assume that, oh, and then they wonder why people don't show up. It's like, you didn't tell anybody about it, dummy. Mm-hmm. You can't just put a Facebook event page up on your Facebook the day of.
Tell me about it.
It's amazing. And like, even these things, like people will do these and I say, oh, I'll send you all the links and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Don't bother. Yeah. It's like, whoa. I mean, if you want to, this is free promotion, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't even have to go anywhere to listen to this. Somebody can just come and push play while they're working or something like that and hear you. So if they're like, sorry, I never make it to your shows.
Yeah.
This would be a good way to kind of make up for it. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing how, I mean, there's a lot to it, I think. There's talent,
it's hard,
of course.
Man, yeah, it's really hard right now because how saturated everything is.
That's true.
Everyone has so many things coming at them.
Yeah.
I have a decent following that I've built. It's taken me 5 years, six mm-hmm. years to really even get anywhere with. And still, I find I put out so much content. I think that's part of the part of the issue, too, is people are kind of daunted by the amount of stuff I put out.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, that's just how I am, though, so I'm just going to do that. And then I hope that the first thing that someone sees is something that they like. You know,
right.
I'm just constantly sharing everything. But sometimes I wish that I had, like, one solid thing I could promote, and that was just what I focused on promoting. Then everyone would know where to go and where to get it, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's where, I guess, a webpage is kind of just that.
It's a one-stop shop for
whatever you're doing. And it seems like most of the things you're doing are in the same category anyway. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're racing race cars and then you're doing music or something
like
that.
Well, you never know what's going to
happen. Hey, it could.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, but hey, if it is, you'll figure out a way to market it and brand it and it'll get out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, so what are you doing tonight? You're at Sly Bar tonight?
Tonight there's an open, it's a poetry open mic run mm-hmm. by a woman named Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm. I got to get down there.
She's an amazing poet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you should definitely come. It happens every...
It's
every 2 weeks on a Monday at Sly Bar.
I think she's on because I do the open comedy nights second and fourth Tuesday. I think she's the first and third Monday.
Yeah, and then this being the fifth Monday of June, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's tonight. So I don't know if it's going to be next week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I wonder what mine is.
You could probably find it online and Facebook. But, yeah, it's just a really awesome group of poets, and you never know who's going to show up, really. And then she usually chooses a featured artist, and – I've been going and doing this Mouth Council thing I've done it maybe two or three times there now.
Mm-hmm.
And so she chose me as the featured artist. And I do write poetry and stuff, but my mediums kind of change a lot. So if it's not a poetry time, I'm not really there. So I decided that I'm going to use my time tonight to do Mouth Council, which is kind of my favorite thing to do. I just whip out this pedal and a speaker, and I beatbox and stuff. So I always kind of start like with a beat, and then I pass the microphone to whoever wants it, like you, for instance, if you're right there, and you'll make a noise, and I'll record it, and then it all just kind of builds up, and then
kind of like a Reggie Watts.
Yeah, but with other people, so. Right. It's so much more based on the other people's noises than it is me. But I can do like real mix things with this pedal. I can put effects and I can kind of like do like DJ type things where you skip the beats and stuff and drop, you know, make little drops and stuff. Yeah. So I feel like I've just gotten really intuitive with the pedal, and it's kind of just at a really good place right now. And people really like it because you get to hear your voice kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Made interactive. Yeah. And all that. Yeah. That's cool. So how long have you been like experimenting with that?
Mouth Council has been around. You can go to mouthcouncil.com, by the way, to check it out, and there's just info on it and stuff. That's been around for about the same time as Riad. It's about 2 years, I'd say, maybe 2.5, and maybe even longer, to be honest. But it started off really crude with just like a single channel loop pedal for like guitars, and I would just put a microphone into it,
right?
And things would get really muddy really fast because you know you're layering on the same thing.
Yeah.
But now I got this new one that's a 5-channel one, and I can bring layers in and out, so I can kind of make real songs now instead of just repeating what's happening. I can definitely like produce songs on the spot with it. I don't know where we were going with that, but I believe you just.
I never know. This is why I like to keep. I was talking to my boss today, and he's like, you need to, like, write down questions. And I'm like, I do. You're right. But also, I like the improvisation of the whole thing because, you know, you could say what you're doing 1,000 times. You know, it doesn't matter. But my goal is to try to get who this person is and as opposed to what they're doing.
Yeah.
And why – because if you know who they are, then you understand kind of why they're doing this. Man.
My life is, like, full improv. Like, all these things I'm doing, they're so – like I said, Riad didn't really start off with what it is now, but it's definitely
evolved into.
Yeah, it was just a spontaneous like evolution. It's still changing, you know.
Yeah.
And same with Mouth Council, and Mouth Council specifically is based on like spontaneous group vocals. So that one, literally, I go into everyone without a plan.
Yeah.
And the same with Infinite Third. While I do have composed material, generally I go in with like a loose plan to these sets, like usually like a 30-minute set. And really the best stuff happens like by accident, and I just kind of roll with it. So I definitely keep everything open to spontaneity.
Yeah, if you confine yourself, there's certainly benefits to confining yourself. Because my mind dwells off in weird places, and sometimes stuff isn't good, you know. But also when you confine yourself like that, you end up, okay, we're going to go here now, as opposed to these all different little possibilities where you can wander off to. And sometimes it's awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's, you know, there's this scale and everything.
I think it's just a balance, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've found in particular with Infinite Third sets that if I go too far into, like, not having a plan at all, it has the potential to be, like, incoherent.
Yeah,
totally. Especially because it's, like, ambient, like, drone music. It can kind of, like, it all depends on, like, my focus and my everything. So if I'm kind of like too scattered and I just kind of rely on whatever's going to happen, sometimes it won't be a memorable thing. It'll just be like a blob. I'm sure people like it still. I'm always like, well, that wasn't my best. But then to the contrary, if I go in with too much of a plan and I don't allow for space for things to unfold, it's too rigid and I end up like messing up, quote unquote, that plan.
Because then it's like, I guess it's your mind that kind of hold you to that because you're like, oh no, I didn't stick to the plan.
Exactly,
and then
yeah.
I get held up, you know, stuck at that point, like, oh, screw the pooch here. Yeah. And then, yeah.
So there's some kind of balance there. I actually had an Infinite Third shirt. The only Infinite Third shirt that exists is Paradox's Balance on it. And so it's kind of a philosophy for me with just life and stuff. Like, I kind of go to a lot of extremes, but I like to be able to come back to the center. But I wouldn't want to just be in the center, and I wouldn't want to just be in the extremes. I'd want to be able to float around all of it, you know?
Are you kind of I'm gathering then that you're kind of like a spiritual guy then?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
What would you base your belief system on, or do you have one?
Kind of what I'm talking about, like kind of fluidity, I would say, is something that I reference a lot in that. I don't like to, especially with philosophy and stuff, to be stuck to one thing. Because I found that when I do that, they always kind of get proven wrong anyway.
Yeah.
So I like to be able to like, and everything's kind of temporary to me, I guess. So like, I may have this big illumination, even this Paradox is Balancing. Like, I may understand that so much, and that's why I put it on a shirt. And then like, it only stands for like what it stood for then, and then it just becomes words after that. So I kind of like to let things, like I said, evolve, and that goes for like I'm kind of open to anything, but I don't, you know, at the same time I'm not really grasping onto everything either.
Yeah.
So everything's just kind of passing through me, and that's kind of how I like it.
I think that's the way to do it too, yeah. Man. Because I feel like truths can sometimes be temporary,
mm-hmm.
and they're not always going to be true. Growing a little older. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay. So you're about there. I say this all the time on the podcast, but the most fascinating thing I've read in the past couple years has been that the human brain is finally, all those synapses and those cells are finally branched out at about 26 years old.
Wow.
And that's when you finally start to become a human being in my book. So then you can finally start to understand. And like I said, like the more I know, the more I realize I don't really know anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
For sure, yeah.
I'm okay
it's
with
scary
that.
Because, you know, that's kind of, I think that's why people grasp onto things, is because they're scared, you know? Like we're sitting here, we're plopped into this weird place with all these weird people, and
yeah.
No one really knows what's happening.
Yeah.
So for me to think I know something that's happening helps me be comfortable, but it's also like, essentially a lie because mm-hmm. I still don't know what's happening
exactly.
You know,
yeah, man. Did you grow up like religious or anything?
I grew up in the Catholic Church. Actually, I went to Catholic school.
Yeah,
and there was a period after school, and you know, kind of into maybe my early 20s where I was kind of like against it, against religion and stuff. And
you rebel?
I wouldn't say I was just like full on like one of those atheist people that's just like really pissed off about it, but I know I had some like internal bitterness towards it all. You know, it's almost like you find out that Santa Claus was just your mom, you know, wrapping presents and hiding them, you know.
Yeah.
So there's probably some resentment around all that, and then it took a while for me to just accept that that it doesn't really bother me.
Like, yeah, it doesn't really matter
that people like I actually like really I've kind of gotten on the other end now where it's like I'm kind of glad that people can kind of believe stuff and kind of like use it. So it's funny. I didn't expect that, you know, when I was in my early 20s, I kind of expected to like be burning down the man or something.
Well, that's the thing. It's like kind of the balance thing there. If you believe in, you know, if you're so adamant about nothing,
yeah,
it's kind of the same thing. It's just on the other side,
right?
Of the spectrum.
That's
like,
definitely what's happening. Like, I love how there's like atheist churches popping up.
It's ridiculous.
I think it's like really comedic. All that kind of thing.
I don't know. Because that's spending all this money on billboards, and
yeah.
You're donating to nothing.
Yeah,
you're donating your hard-earned money.
The funny thing is, like, I support it all at this point. Like, I kind of just support like that. Really, we can kind of just do what we want.
Yeah,
like, try not to hurt people, mm-hmm. and then you know, there's people doing worse things. You know, and
sure.
So, if you have a dumb idea and you're putting money towards it, like. That's okay.
I remember the Chick-fil-A thing. Everyone was mad at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're wasting their money. Like, who cares? I was like, any day now, this is just going to be over with. And
yeah.
Sure enough, a couple days ago, it's all over with. Now it's legal. And
yeah,
they,
yeah.
How much money did they spend and waste that they put? Good. Put it into the economy, dummy.
Yeah.
Go spend your money. This is the great thing about America.
Yeah.
You can spend your money however you want. And it's,
yeah.
Some people consider it, you know, I guess I understand the hate speech type of stuff.
For
but
sure, yeah.
They would call it pro-family or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're not saying... They weren't saying, like, hey, we should round them up and, like, you know, Nazi style. They were just saying, oh, we believe this.
Yeah.
And people got mad, but it's not really, I don't think, hate speech. It's
yeah.
Just what they believe. And it's like, all right, dummy, go ahead, throw your money, whatever you want. I don't know.
I'm like I'm a 100% supporter of, like, LGBTQ
community. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I have so many friends, and I, you know, I go to Pride and stuff. Like, but at the same time, like, I do notice that sometimes, just like the religion thing, it becomes that community ends up – some parts of that community ends up bashing conservatives and
yes.
stuff, which was kind of inevitable in some ways just with the nature of, like, the narratives of it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I think people would be surprised if they just, you know, actually talk to these people, you know, instead of assuming things about them by one action that they make. Maybe they're uninformed, you know?
Yeah, and I think what I'm noticing too is that disagreements usually are – it's just minute little mm-hmm, differences mm-hmm. in your belief systems.
Yeah.
And you more agree than you
for
don't.
Sure.
About
Everyone's
anything.
Just looking for food and water and shelter and love.
Exactly.
You know,
like. Yeah. So, I mean, like, I know I was saying in the intro that I think what's going to happen now is that they're going to try to get married in a church, and a church is going to turn them away, and they're going to sue the church.
Yeah.
And
I think that is happening right now. Like, that's already started happening.
I'm sure. And I think that is ridiculous, man. Why would you want to go to a place that doesn't want you?
Exactly, yeah.
And there's so many places that do want you.
Yeah.
So why don't you just go there? Like I was saying, like my grandmother, the best advice I ever got was, hey, toughen up, dummy.
Yeah.
I mean, don't, you know, I come home from school, oh, these kids were mean to me. Yeah, tell them to go take a hike, so, in other words, you know, and just do your thing. And you'll get surrounded by people. You attract people who are on the same level as you, you know. And there's always going to be bigotry in the world. I don't think that's ever going to change. But, you know, stick with those that are on your team, you know. Don't worry about the other ones. As long as they're not being violent to you. I mean, you can't you can't legislate tolerance. You can't that, you know, that's like, you can't legislate someone's thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
Just, you're a scumbag.
That's true.
Whatever, let's move on and do our thing. You know what, if you want a cake, go, okay, they won't make you a cake. Go over there, they'll make you a cake.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
That's true.
So tell me about, we got a few more minutes left. Billy Mays III is here. Billy is a musician, poet, sound extraordinaire, doing a lot of things. So you're not, I thought you were living in St. Pete. I just assumed you just
I spend a lot of time in the community and I play a lot of shows out here. But at the moment, I'm living way up north, about an hour away. And
where at?
In Lando Lakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Lakeland.
I'm living with a friend out there, and it's just because when I came back to town, it was just the best situation. I went to Asheville for about a year.
Asheville's great.
And I toured a little bit before that, so I was gone for a good year and a half from this area. But when I came back, it was like, that's just what fell into place, so that's where I am now. But yeah, it's good to be back. I love this town, man. That's why I come out to St. Pete so much, too, is like, even before I left, I was playing a lot of shows in St. Pete. Like, the majority of my shows were at the Venture Compound in St. Pete. I don't know if you heard of it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Awesome place.
Yeah, definitely. So when did you get back from Asheville?
That was last September.
Okay.
October, I'd say.
Almost a year, I guess. Yeah. A couple more months.
Yeah.
So are you, like, touring around? Or I mean,
I travel. I've been pretty steady here for the last couple months since I got back, but I'm about to go on a little three-week run to Asheville, actually, for a festival that I'm playing, and then come back here for some shows, and then go up to West Virginia for another festival 2 weeks later.
Cool.
And then I end here at Earth Dance, which is at Maddox Ranch in Lakeland.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Lakeland? Yeah.
Is that like a festival type
Yeah,
thing?
It's a...
Dude, how many music festivals are there?
Oh, my God.
There's so many.
There's
It
hundreds,
used to be Bonnaroo and Coachella, and no, there's, now there's
There's
so
a great little,
many.
Like, community forming of just, like, these small gatherings of all different kinds. And I definitely like playing those where there's maybe 500 to 1,000 people rather than,
what's
like,
your,
100,000.
Like, you're not a huge, you're not Kanye West, so what are your lodgings like at a festival like that? Like, do you get there?
Sometimes
day
I camp, you know, like, at the one particular coming up, it's called the 3 Days of Light Gathering, 3DL. They have cabins and stuff, so I stay in a cabin. I definitely like to immerse myself in these. I don't just go for, like, the day that I'm playing. I like to, like, kind of be a part of it. But I go around, not only do I perform as Infinite Third, I go around and do mouth counsel, which is basically me holding a briefcase and a speaker, and I can plop down anywhere with power and kind of make it happen.
Yeah.
So I call it like a roaming play shop kind of thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. The music festivals are just, I can't keep up anymore. Yeah. I went to Bonnaroo.
Oh, you did? I've been to
3 years ago.
Yeah, I would say I was there maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
It was, who was headlining?
I was
Radiohead.
I was there when Eminem was there. I think that was the year after Radiohead.
Yeah. But, and I had an okay time.
Yeah.
It was okay. I'm just not a big camper. Not a huge outdoorsy person. I could go for a night. But, you know, 3 nights, and I didn't know what I was doing either. So I bought one pair of shorts that I wore for 3 days, and then I felt so bad for everyone in the car because I could smell myself in
those
shorts.
I'm the type to wear a Camelback and just be super hydrated. Like, I don't drink at these festivals. You know,
smart man.
I mean, maybe I partake in a little bit of the herbal medicine,
sure,
but
yeah.
you know, it really keeps me. Like, I feel like I have way crazy festival stamina. I can just go for, like, 3 days straight and, you know.
Dude.
I stay active, you know.
I know it's just a number, but I'm telling you, I turned 30, and I have 2 beers now. I'm hammered.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which is great for my wallet because I used to go out and spend $100 a night boozing.
Yeah.
And now it's like I have a couple beers. I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
And I wake up with a headache, though, now the next day. And I drink water. Like, I make an effort to drink 3 of these a day.
Nice.
3 liters is what I what's what I hear you're supposed to drink. So I've been making the effort, stay hydrated, never been sicker.
Got to keep that pee clear. That's the way to do it. If your pee's yellow, that's not good.
Yep, man. I know. That's what I'm saying. pee's doing good, man. You could drink my pee if you wanted to.
Right,
not
on.
You. Well, I mean, you could.
Is that what you gave me here in this mug?
It is. Okay. That's how good it is. You can't even taste it. So tell me, do you have any, we got a few more minutes left. Yeah. Do you have any plugs or anything? Any shows? You probably got a lot going on, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know when this is going to
air. I'm going to put it up Thursday the 2nd?
The 2nd, yeah.
And then it'll air on Radio St. Pete
this
on
Friday.
The 5th.
Okay. Well, yeah, this Friday the 3rd. I mean, I have a show with Mountain Holler. It's his tour kickoff, but I mean, I'll plug Mountain Holler. He's the man.
He is. He was in here a few weeks ago.
Oh, awesome.
Another guy. I said, Mark, you got to share that podcast. It is on my to-do list today.
Yeah.
I never did it.
He's a busy man.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, he's hard to lock down sometimes, but he's got a new album coming out that I'm anxious to hear, and he's about to go on tour. But he's, you know, I consider him part of the Riad family. We play a lot of shows together. I have a show with him coming up on Friday. And we played a pretty solid Riad show at the 910 about a month ago.
Where's the 910? The 910 is the Olsen Gallery?
Yeah, it's connected to it. It's an awesome place.
It's not in the same building, though.
It's like back-to-back with it. It's the same building.
Okay.
But it's like it's not connected.
Gotcha.
You know, like you can't walk through a door and get to the other one. Yeah, I guess, if I were to plug anything, I would just, you know,
websites and all that.
InfiniteThird.com.
Is that just
THIRD?
Okay.
RememberYouAreDreaming.com.
Mm-hmm.
MouthCouncil.com. For fun, there's a thing called Where'sBillyMays.com that I basically collect all those things I was talking about.
Oh, right,
of my dad.
Right.
And, it's just kind of silly stuff.
What's your favorite one of those that you found so far?
Favorite, like, Billy Mays
art? Internet meme that you found?
Oh, man. There's a great one that basically, like, turned my dad into, like, a My Little Pony character. And
The Animorph?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And then there's one that takes this is probably my favorite of all time. There's one that takes the Obama Hope, the Shepherd Fairy art.
Right, right.
And, put my dad's head on Obama in that same animation, and it says soap. And that's like, to
I
me,
love those
to me, that's
things.
One of the classics. Yeah.
Just those little stupid things that make you chuckle are the best.
And there's awesome YouTube stuff where people dub his infomercials like with their voice, and that's kind of taken on a whole other life. Where like, there's one called Djibouti Dubs.
You got to show me these.
This dude's pretty awesome. He just like totally like skewers my dad with like a weird voice, you know, and. You know, infomercials are funny enough sometimes.
This is what I'm saying. You can't rely on talent alone because everyone on the internet is so funny and talented. It's crazy, and they don't do anything. So promote yourself. You know, don't just make a Facebook event. That would be my advice.
Yeah.
Well, Billy Mays III, man, thank you for coming
in.
Thank
you,
man. Please come back.
Fun. I'd love to come back.
We'll
go
so,
real deep.
Yeah. I like to get real deep whenever I possibly can.
Right on.
Facebook.com/TheHomemadeBroadcast. Follow me on Twitter, home_made_man. Billy, you got a Twitter?
Yeah, Infinite Third.
Infinite Third, all spelled out. I'll follow you on Twitter. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'll speak to you soon. I love you.
Love you.